the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Specials Podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Rob Dixon is on the line. His alias is Reality Rob Dixon. That's because you are the odds compiler at William Hill for all things reality TV and talent TV and specials betting, Rob.
Good morning. I know because of cricket as well.
Yeah, I know, but you know, that doesn't really... You know, it's not really relevant for this, is it?
We haven't got a cricket podcast. No. I've mentioned it before, but we haven't got one.
No. Yeah, I don't know why that is. It's not my doing.
Moonlight onto a different podcast, I believe, soon.
So. We've got a bit of Strictly Come Dancing betting. We've got a bit of Voice. We've got some BAFTAs. We've got Royal Specials. We've got Britain's Got Talent. Plenty to go at. Let's just have a recap on the Voice, shall we, Rob? My early season form this year hasn't been particularly great, I'll admit. And I thought I was going to get rescued by Sally Barker winning. And there we have it. The outsider of the four, Jermaine Jackman, pops in at 4-1 before the start of the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a good result in the end.
For you.
Probably not as much as you'd think with the outsider. We didn't want... We had Christina Marie for 10 for five figures in the end, which was slightly worrying by the end. But, yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one to put. I did say last week that I didn't think there was as much difference between the boys and the girls as the prices indicated, and it proved Sally. There's a little bit, I think, of a stitch up on Sally. They did mention a sort of past, before, and that may have swayed people. There was a pretty impassioned plea from Will.i.am for Jermaine to win. Obviously, he had Liam McFall last year, and I think there was quite a bit of McFall out, so to speak. Obviously, when she got beat by Andrea Begley, he came out and he criticised the show and he criticised Andrea. But this year, I think he wanted to make sure that he was on the winning side, and it's very much a this is the best, please vote for him.
The other thing I thought was interesting was, and we knew this before the final, so it's no good crowing about it now, but or making out it was we knew this because we didn't put him up. But he'd won, a couple of big singing competitions in and around London beforehand, which I think involved a public vote. So obviously people were kind of used to voting for him.
I think he was known not obviously as big as Sally. He didn't have a sort of a record career, but I think he was sort of known in the sort of lesser circles. I think people in London looked at his Twitter feed, and you tend to get a feel, and there were a lot of people sort of in his path saying, really good luck, I remember you singing in this competition and that competition. So
fair play to him. Yeah, fair play. First male winner of The Voice, and that's that. We've got specials on who will be a judge on the next series. Tom Jones, Ricky Wilson and Will.i.am, all odds on. In that order as well, 1-5, 2-5, 1-2. Kylie Minogue, 2-1. We talked about this last week. Rita Ora, 3s. Emily Sande, 6s. So is Florence Welch from Florence and Machine. Paloma Faith is 8-1. Pixie Lott, 10-1. Animatronic, 12. So is Denny Minogue. Ellie Goulding, 14-1 and bigger. The rest of them, no change to that really, Rob, from what we said last week. We kind of like the likes of Rita Ora, Emily Sande, Florence Welch, Paloma Faith. We like that group, that group. You've got to Paloma Faith at 8-1 is probably the best value of the lot.
I did like the Paloma Faith last week at 8-1. The only real, there hasn't really been any judge news, so to speak. Simon Cowell said that I don't think he wants Rita Ora as the fourth X Factor judge, so that is an opening for her if she wants to go on to The Voice. So maybe at 3-1, I did like Paloma Faith at 8-1, but maybe Rita Ora is a little bit of value now at 3-1.
Yeah, specials on Strictly Come Dancing. Who will replace Sir Bruce Forsyth after he retired from the show? Claudia Winkleman, 1-4. 4-1, John Barrowman. Anton De Beck is 7. 7s for Graham Norton. 16s for David Walliams. 20-1 for Ben Shepherd, Paul O'Grady, Michael Ball and Vernon Kay. 25-1 and bigger the rest of them. I can't remember who it was now, but someone came out this week and said it will be Claudia Winkleman.
Yeah.
Have you heard the same thing?
Yeah, the papers, the Daily Mail and The Sun both published it. She was first choice. I think the way it's going to go is that Tess will almost be a sort of the lead presenter on her own now, and Claudia will continue to do sort of Tess's job of interviewing the contestants and the dancers once they've performed. So, and
it also ticks a box for the BBC on this whole, you know, female presenters row that they have females on TV, then they can have two on the flagship show.
It ticks
a box,
doesn't
it?
Zoe Ball on It Takes Two true. As well. It'd be a very female-dominated sport, a female-dominated show.
We could call it a sport. It's dancing, is a sport. Britain's Got Talent begins this weekend. We've got betting available right now on the type of winner, which we've had out for a while. And Rob will be adding the contestants as they are screened as well. Always good fun in the early stages. I've not had much luck in this the past couple of years either. We've got solo singer at 2-1, dance troupe at 5-2, singing group 6-1, magician 8-1, 8-1, solo dancer, pet performer, performing animal 10s, comedian impersonator 12-1, 14-1 for an instrumental music act, stunt act 16-1, drag act 20s, 25s for aerobic or sporting act, a puppet act or ventriloquist is also 25s, escapologist 33s, fire breather 50s, mime artist 66s, and there we are, big fat 100-1 for the stripper. Gotta say, I think 12-1 to get, and you're getting two acts in one for comedian impersonator, because they are, strictly speaking, two separate acts. You know, you get people who are comedians and who are impersonators. So I think 12-1 is a fair price.
Yeah, we had a few last year, didn't we?
Yeah, the young lad, of course, who I backed and almost got to the almost won it.
Yeah, Francine Lewis as well. So I think the main thing that you're looking for is not to repeat the performance.
Yep, that's it. You want someone who's unique enough that they can
got to be
carry
unique
it through
enough to bring something else to the party second time round. I liked the, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, I quite liked the puppeteer bloke.
Oh yeah, I remember, yeah. Can't remember his name, but I remember him.
And he was really good, because the whole thing, the second one, was a completely different act.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. We haven't had any rumours yet, have we, about acts who have been fantastic? I've seen a few little bits and pieces, but nothing that would make me have a bet.
Bits and pieces around, but they've obviously, they tend to keep it. It's a little bit different from X Factor. They do tend to keep it a little bit too close to their chest. You sometimes have to get lucky. I remember our friend Reality Tim ended up at Sam Bailey's audition for X Factor, and that was massive. A for him, and B for our book, because we'd obviously been tipped off that she was going to be good, so we managed to keep her for most of the show. So, if I can find somebody who's went to Britain's Got Talent, if they'd like to tweet me, then I'm sure I could make
who's gonna,
some money.
Who's
really
going to tweet you to help a bookmaker? They're not going to tweet you and go, oh, by the way, here's a good one.
People
for the William Hill book.
Because they see me as a friendly bookmaker, not evil bookmaker, stopping people have a bet.
Yeah, fair enough.
I priced up WrestleMania.
Yeah, you did. So, on the subject of which, it was a bit of a surprise one in terms of betting. I mean, there were a couple of odds against shots who landed. I mean, the John Cena bet, everyone, I mean, I don't know why I didn't back that, Rob, with my winnings from the Grand National.
Yeah, I mean, it's out of the bet as well.
It's stupid not to back that. I was told by more than one person that was going to get shorter and shorter and shorter. Yeah. And it was 11-4 when someone pointed that out to me. I don't know why I wouldn't. I think it was just a kind of a reluctance to have a bet on the wrestling, which is idiotic from my point of view.
Well, I think there's always value. I mean, I think the stats were that one or two favourites were going to get beat. It was a question of finding. I don't think anyone really expected The Undertaker to get beat at 1-33. So, obviously, there was a decent case that...
Did you have much money on The Undertaker, by the way? Not you, but I mean the company.
I think it took out nearly every... I think everybody who had an accumulator put The Undertaker
really?
In, so it took out nearly every accumulator. We didn't see the £35,000 that one of our rival bookmakers took at 1-66, which was a bit frustrating as we were 1-33 at the time. But I think the biggest bet was it was about £3,000 or £4,000
on. So have ever had that much money on WWE?
WWE, it's a brave call, isn't
that
it?
That is a very brave thing to do.
But it's a streak. 21-0 is now 21-1. So. Yeah. I'm not sure. I found the actual person who'd had the 35,000 on Twitter, and I don't know if it was genuine or not, but he was just saying how it was sort of his sort of life savings, and he was planning on sort of getting married, and it was basically a house deposit.
Don't say that. That's horrible. Silly man, if that's the truth.
Exactly.
the sad news this week, of course, was that the Ultimate Warrior died.
Yes. Yeah, it was quite sad because he was on the Hall of Fame on Sunday night.
I mean, when I used to watch WWF, as it was called back in the day, he was probably my favourite.
I think that was the sort of late 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I think I
him and like those two funny looking guys. Remember them? Were they supposed to be like New Zealanders or something like
the
that?
Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers. Yeah. I thought they were funny.
Proper wrestling. None of this sports entertainment rubbish that we see now.
No, it was exactly the same.
Proper wrestling.
No, it was exactly the same as this. It was all scripted, but it was fun because I was a teenager.
It's always scripted, but when you're at like 9 or 10 and you're watching it,
yeah,
at the age really you should be watching wrestling. You're not trawling through the internet trying to find spoilers, are you?
I got quite a few retweets last week after hashtagging WWE and WrestleMania from proper wrestling fans.
Oh, yeah,
and people. And now all we did really was slag it off. And now all you're doing again is slagging it off. I'm trying to get a little bit of an audience
here.
No, I'm
just slagging it off.
You're slagging off even though it's probably helped your figures out this year.
Well, yeah, because it's our best result.
So why do you slag it off? You should do more.
I can't do more. I can only do whenever the pay-per-views are on.
Okay.
There isn't a pay-per-view for another month.
60 hours of betting radio, week in, week out. Inplayradio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Shall we go from one ridiculous event to another one?
Ridiculous.
Eurovision is any changes in the prices?
Yeah, the second favourite seems to be a little bit popular. Sweden.
Right.
I'm not a great fan of the song, to be quite honest. It's not as good. I actually think quite a few of the others were better, but they went with Sanna Nilsson, and I think we're about 7-8 to 1 at the beginning, and it's coming now to 3 to 1. But I think at 3 to 1 it's worth a lay. I can't see. I'm happy to take them on at 3 to 1. But
right.
all the money early doors was for Armenia. They've drifted back out to 10 to 11 now. A little bit of the each way shrewdies have been sniffing around Denmark. They're 8 to 1 now from 12.
Mm. After the Grand National, William Hill put on a bit of a do.
Did they?
And I went along.
I believe I did hear it from my office window.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't far away. I went along to have a look, and I got chatting to a couple of your trader colleagues who were going.
Yeah.
Jessica. Is it Jessica Wass?
Yes.
She's going, and she actually wants to be on the podcast while she's there, and so that's okay, isn't it?
We can
allow that. That's no problem.
She's and a girl, though, isn't she?
We did
have problems with Jen and the Oscars, didn't we?
Well, yeah, well, Jen's different.
Yeah.
I mean, she also told me that she bets on it quite, so this is what she does. She bets on it, and her tip was Hungary. Running, I think the song is called.
She likes Hungary. Yeah. 14 to 1 for Hungary.
This is it, I think. This pain don't ever leave. I'm presuming it kicks
lovely.
In a bit.
It'll be on the iPod as soon as the podcast is finished.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. She keeps on running
from this crazy life. She keeps on running. Catchy. I like it. I might have a bet on that. Before it gets nibbled in. 14 to 1 is a decent price at this stage. Each way.
Our friend Reality Tim's on Hungary at 14.
Oh, really?
I think it's 14. He might be on a little bit bigger.
Yeah. So, when the time comes, when we get into May, then we will get Jessica on. I think she flies out for the semi-finals. So we've got a few options, haven't we,
week,
of people who are out there. We can, we may well become the place to listen for Eurovision bets.
Yeah. And she doesn't command a fee, does she? Either?
No, that's always a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
The BAFTAs has been priced up by yourself. We've got Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Entertainment Programme, Best Continuing Drama and Best Serial Drama. Best Actor, Dominic West for his role in Burton and Taylor, 7-4. Locked at the top of the market with Sean Harris for his role in Southcliffe, also 7-4. Jamie Dornan, in the Fall, 15-8, and 6-1, Luke Newbury in The Flesh.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched any of those four.
Okay, well, there's three there who are very similarly priced. Olivia Colman, 11-10 in Broadchurch. She's fantastic. I'd just go on that. Maxine Peake is 15-8 for her role in The Village. Helena Bonham Carter in Burton and Taylor, 11-4, and Kerry Hayes in The Mill is 8-1. I just think Olivia Colman's fantastic in everything she does, so I'd be biased there. Shirley Come Dancing's a favourite to win Best Entertainment Programme at 4-7. Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway at 13-8. Second five, then you get a big jump up to Derren Brown, The Great Art Robbery at 9-1, and Dynamo, Mission Impossible, 10-1. I'm presuming these are picked by a panel, not voted for, Rob.
I think you vote for them.
If it's voted for, then Dynamo might be worth a little look. EastEnders 8-11 to be the best soap, best continuing drama, they call it. Coronation Street 7-4, 6-1 Holby City, and Casualty 7-1. Why the big difference in prices between EastEnders and Corrie there, Rob? Do you know?
Previous winners. EastEnders have been sneaking awards left, right and centre on these BAFTA things, so based on the storylines, I think probably Corrie at the 7-4.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe worth a sneak as well, especially if this is going to be. This is going to, obviously, we've got some deaths coming. So it'd be interesting to know sort of which way the vote goes. I think Corrie at 7-4 is a decent bet, to be honest.
Broadchurch is 4-7 to be named the best serial drama. Seems a while ago that was on. The Village 11-4, that was got rave reviews. Top of the Lake, never heard of it, 5-1, and My Mad Fat Diary, 8-1. Never heard of those two either. Interesting one. We'll pick up on these a little bit more as we go along,
yeah,
can't we?
The 18th of May.
You've got a bit of time.
BBC One.
Very good. Anything else, Rob?
Let me just check on the rather loud
women's prize for fiction.
No, I don't read books.
No.
That's about it, really. I think
I'm going to have a little break for Easter. So I've kind of like said, well, the podcast could have a little break for Easter if you wanted to.
Nick, you're the only one who knows a tease machine, so it's going to have to be in there.
Or, if you wanted to get DK involved, I wouldn't feel bad. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's make the decision.
Shall I leave it in your hands?
Let's stick it out for Twitter. Let's retweet for D. Kellner.
Or favourite
or for Easter break. Yeah.
Fav for Easter break, retweet for D. Kellner to present it.
Yeah.
We've probably got to ask him as well, haven't we?
Let's tell him that the public says he has to present.
We'll put it out to tender and see what happens. David Bell will retweet it, and that's all we'll get. And he'll be forced into doing it for his fan.
He's only allowed to do it once, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's it. There won't be a favourite. There'll just be one retweet for DK, and that'll be it.
I'm going to see him soon, anyway.
Who, DK?
No, Mr. Bell.
All right.
I'm waiting for Sunderland to get relegated, and he can come to Elland Road next year.
Yes.
Be looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, I won't speak to you for a couple of weeks. I'm back on the 30th. That bit there of April. So in the meantime, have a great time, Rob.
Yes, thank you very much. Enjoy your holiday.
Enjoy BGT. I probably won't be watching from afar.
Enjoy the Bahamas.
Thanks, it's Florida, but
same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, more or less.
I've got Great Yarmouth and Skegness to go in the next 2 months. So
nice.
You just enjoy enjoy Florida, eh?
I will. Yeah, thanks.
Hurricane season, isn't it?
I think it's just passed.
Oh, is it? Oh,
hopefully, anyway. Don't wish ill on my children enjoying their Disney experience.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Why don't you go to the French one? It's cheaper.
I've been twice to that one.
So they're all the same.
You can't stay for 2 weeks in just outside Paris.
It's just a lot cheaper, I think.
This is our summer holiday.
Your children in front of the telly.
This is our summer holiday, Rob, because I can't have a summer holiday, can I?
Why can't you have a summer holiday?
Because I'm going to Brazil for 3.5 weeks.
You're having a summer holiday in Brazil, so...
Thanks, Rob. @reality_Rob on Twitter. I'm @LeeFelps. Any specials chat you've got, then direct it our way. And if you're having a bet on any of these markets this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.